As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. Buddy, is there a revolution in the air? Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, January the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. Yeah, right. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at vvlhost@centurytel.net. vvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Markets this morning awash in red ink in honor of the Red Chinese Trade Delegation's arrival in the U.S., no doubt. Captains of finance and industry doing the perp walk? No, not one. J.P. Morgan, Jewish state within a state, banking elite, China perspectives. We'll cover all of that in the news, and of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report. Rather grim news in the markets this morning. Like I said, awash in red ink. There's nothing that's up. Not a thing, except the USDX, and it's up just barely. I guess this is in honor of Hu Jintao and the rest of the boys coming over here, the global master place. The active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, yes, that's 1 hour ago. 1 hour ago, found gold trading off $21.90 an ounce, below $1,350, now at $1,348.60 in early trading. Silver off 93 cents, virtually a buck, folks, at $27.84. Platinum off $28 at $1,805. Palladium off 11 at $801 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a wide spread this morning, $1,344.70 for a low and $1,370.60 for a high. But at $1,348.60, your gold would be up $211 even for an 18.55% return on your investment. That's the lowest return on your investment in gold I've seen in virtually, well, I think almost a year, maybe a little longer than that. I have to go back and check the chart to be sure. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Price Fixers, they set the price at $1,364.50, but they weren't anticipating the ETFs coming in, I'm sure, and they banged it down and they banged it hard. The SPDR gold shares this morning, 1,251.43 metric tons is what they claim to be holding, at valued on State Street at $55.2 billion. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live once again, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Oh, my. Well, anyway, let's go back into our market report and review it one more time. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $21.90 an ounce at $1,348.60, folks. Oh, December the 7th, 2010, we were at $1,431.20 an ounce. So we're looking at, what is that, $80, a little over 80 bucks down from December the 7th. So isn't it amazing what 30 days can do in the marketplace? Silver this morning off 93 cents at $27.84 an ounce. Platinum off 28 bucks at 1,805, and palladium off $11 at $801 an ounce. Now, again, back on December the 7th or thereabouts, we're talking about how it might be advisable to check your portfolio real carefully. Had you done so, as many have, those of you that communicate with me via email in the background, some have, sold out at that range in the 1,400 area. And I would probably be looking at putting something back into the market right now. I don't know how many times we're going to get a chance to pick up gold at $1,350. But at this price, those that had like a 100-ounce position, you would have made about $10,000 in the last 30 days. Anyway, you could come back in with 10 new ounces of gold this morning. Lots more to go through. Let's go into it again. The London Gold Fix this morning, it set the price at $1,364.50. $1,364.50, but the big hands and the deep pockets that I've tried to bring to your attention for so long are these exchange-traded funds, especially the SPDR gold shares. Again, this is the World Gold Council. World Gold Council. Look at the website for yourself, spdr.org, I believe it is. spdrgoldshares.com, maybe. Something like that. Anyway, I've got it bookmarked, so I don't have it memorized. But the overnight now, from yesterday to today, they dropped another 5.47 metric tons. You look up on the Kitco website this morning, look at the chart. It's kind of like not quite a waterfall event, but a very precipitous decline. But since this day, last week, they've dropped 20.04 metric tons back into the marketplace. In other words, the exchange-traded funds or the hedge fund managers or some of the big hands in the deep pockets, they're coming out of gold, and they're coming out of gold by the ton, all right? So be careful. Pay attention. Watch this stuff. You know, got a little bit of a backscatter in the chat room yesterday, you know, about not reporting the gold minute by minute and moment by moment. You know, I always do it at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and I do it for my own purposes, and I share that finding with you, all right? So I'm not here to teach you what to think or how to invest. I share with you my sources. I always give you the links where you can go to look for this information for yourself. If you choose to ignore that, it's your own business, none of mine, okay? So anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 13 at 11,825. The NASDAQ down 41 at 2725. And the S&P 500 off 13 at 1282. So far, nothing but red ink. Crude oil this morning off $1.22. More red ink. At $89.64 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Wow. Sea of red ink. Okay, so we have a little bump up, just a tiny little bump in the U.S. dollar index. You want to find out more about that? Okay, you go to the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, the trade-weighted basket of currencies. Find out who all the six baskets, the other currencies are all in this basket, little Timmy's basket. Find out about it for yourself. Don't rely on me, you know. Where are you going to find this kind of a block of information in the quote-unquote alternative media anywhere on the web? You don't hear it. If you did, I'd be listening to that broadcast, all right? This is not a mystery. This is not, you know, Ouija board time. This stuff's right off the Internet. You can find it for yourself. And if you're at all interested in the marketplace, I would suggest that you not rely on other people to be your financial counselors. Because even though you might be right 98% of the time, it's that 2% of the time when you made a wrong market call that can be the difference between a fortune and a pauper, all right? Don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody else's word for it. If you're invested and you're trying to protect your savings, do it yourself. Take charge. Become self-reliant. Being dependent upon other people. Again, the USDX up 0.6% or 6 basis points, which impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning, where we find the Canadian loonie trading off 46 basis points, clawing and hanging on to parity with the U.S. dollar, but yet at $1 US. The Mexican peso off 10 basis points, and yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 8 cents. The euro off 15 basis points at $1.35. The British pound down 30 basis points at $1.60. And the Swiss franc off 65 basis points at $1.04 US. The bond market this morning, the 2-year treasuries, the yield on the bonded indebtedness, 0.58%. The 10-year, 3.38%. The 30-year at 4.54%. Keep your eyes on that 10-year at 3.38%. You add, I think it is, 1.25% to that, and you should come up with your 30-year mortgage. So this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, which is the one I would always recommend to people to get involved with, why go out for 30 years on a mortgage? You pay a little bit more every month for that monthly mortgage at a 15-year rate, but you're done in 15 years sooner. Why give all that money to a bank for interest rate? Ridiculous, all right? So the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.37% this morning to 4.06%, making it more attractive. The 30-year, having a higher interest rate, moves down from 5.02% to 4.78%. So not only is your interest rate lower on a 15-year fixed mortgage, but also you're done paying for it half the time. It just makes good sense. The banks don't like to do those 15-year fixed, but if you can get one, get one. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio is at 48.44 to 1. Pretty good news. Also good news, apparently, this is good news, the jobless claims comes out this morning with a new number. And let's just hear what EconoDay has to say about it. The initial jobless claims swung in the other direction for the January 15th week, dropping an unexpectedly sharp, no one expected it, out of the blue, unexpectedly sharp 37,000 to 404,000 from a revised 441,000 the prior week. Now, don't be surprised. You see, they said from a revised 441 last week. Don't be surprised if next week they revise this number again. So for whatever it's worth, they revise these numbers. That if we could believe anything that comes out of government sources, well, I mean, that would be a step in the right direction. I don't. I take it all with a grain of salt. The latest decline more than offset the prior week's 30,000 boost. With recent weekly volatility, the four-week average likely provides the best insight. The average is down 4,000 to 411,750. If you think 411,750 people stepping up and getting in the line for unemployment is a good sign, well, then we come from a different school of thought. And it is down more than 14,000 from a month ago, and they say here is a good signal for the monthly payroll report. Continuing claims fell for the third week, down 26,000. You know, continuing claims can be down 26,000 simply because people's continuing claims have run out. Their claims have expired. They can't file anymore. Anyway, we'll be right back.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. Enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we're back once again here looking at some of the various articles that are popping up here and there and whatnot. We've got a something out of the chat room. It doesn't look like it's anything more than in discussion. It might be something that comes out. But if you all recall back when the Bush administration came through with the Patriot Act, it wasn't, you know, it was horrible. It was definitely horrible. But what was even more widely understood was that such as the administration puts this kind of stuff in place, even if that particular president at that particular time doesn't use it for all of the negative things that it could be used for, it sets the pace. It begins to build the precedent that, you know, a president down the road, administration down the road, can use, you know, deleteriously, even worse even than the Bush presidency, if it was possible. So this article and various sources coming in, Obama contemplates an executive order for detention without charges. Well, this is still in discussion stages. There's nothing official about it. Everybody's speaking on anonymity here, and so we'll just have to wait to see whether something comes out of that or not, or whether it's just more hoodoo in the blogosphere. But nevertheless, we can be aware of these sorts of things without allowing them to just completely run us around the flagpole. I don't like to chase after things until they've actually to happen. But let's see what we've got going on here. This browser seems to have frozen up again. Yes, it seems to have frozen up again. So we'll just drop out of that and go someplace else for a moment while it tries to load. I don't know what is wrong with the Bloomberg website, folks, but there seems to be, it's either coming from them to me or it's just in their system itself. But they have so many script errors inside of their system that whether you run Firefox as a browser to access them or whether I run Internet Explorer, which I absolutely loathe, despise, and detest, to access them, it just doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't seem to matter at all. You get very many tabs opened up on it, and it just will not run. So I've sent many emails back and forth between my little computer and Bloomberg, and it's just they just seem to not be able to do the things that are necessary to make their website, and it's the only one that's like this on all the ones that I visit. It's the only one that seems to function this way. But you know, you can complain, well, why bother going there? I've been going here now for over 2 years on a daily basis, following the various threads that the writers, the authors, and the mind of Bloomberg wants to put out, all right? And so far, it's been pretty profitable because as we follow this global Jewish elite, if you will, and all of the various, you know, kin that they have, we can get a much better understanding, I think, of the geopolitical landscape, as Michael Vail would say, you know, a better vantage point, because we're sitting up there at the top looking at the storylines that they want us to keep focused on. And certainly, today, on their website, there is a ton and a half of information about the environmental and the green energy. If you look at, as I did, if you look at the news, let's say, for the economy, it's all European. It's all Asian. You know, nothing happening in America, folks. Don't look here. If you look under the law section, it's all foreign. Nothing happening here, folks. Don't look here, you know. And it just walks right straight through, like all of the news, exclusive news, the worldwide news, all European, nothing happening in America. You know, I guess there's just no news happening in America from the eyes of the globalists. They want us to keep focused on European activities and nothing whatsoever happening here. Okay, and that's, to me, that's not a good thing. It surely is not a good thing. So we've been talking about interstate commerce quite a bit. And I want to continue that thread today, largely because the Commerce Clause has just been, in my opinion, a ruse for the captains of finance and industry running their congressmen, their congress whores, you know, it's so fitting. You know, it's certainly not a term that I came up with, but it's one that I learned early on, and it's so fitting because this is exactly the problem that we're dealing with. We're dealing with a graft, greed, corruption, buying of these judges. You know, there's an article that I would like to get to if this thing will ever load, but an article on Bloomberg this morning about how the various and sundry people on Wall Street, every time they get nailed or exposed for insider trading, graft, greed, corruption, anything like that, most of the time the judges will just pitch out the case. They won't even consider it. And from our studies from Gustavus Myers, this is exactly the program of 100 years ago. This is exactly the program back even at the time of the colonies when we first had, you know, we started to create our first state banks and our first private banks. This has been going on since day one on our shores here in this continent. And so at the same time, you know, we see somebody, as Mike Chambers was talking about just the other day, I mean, you go into the AMPM, the Stop and Rob, and you steal a Twinkie or something like that, don't be surprised if you don't do 15 years. You know, get popped, pulled over. Maybe you've got, you know, I don't know. I have no idea. It's been so long since I was even, you know, watched it or paid any attention to it. But maybe you've got, what, I don't know, a couple of fingers worth of marijuana in a baggie, you know, Glad bag. It used to be a $10 buy. And today, I mean, my God, the prices I guess young people pay for marijuana is unbelievable. But if you get caught with that little tiny dab of pot, why, you know, you might be, you know, doing serious time in the Grand Slammer. Ridiculous. It's completely, you know, it's senseless to me because the penalty is so far in excess of the crime that it's unreasonable. You know, unreasonable. And with this idea of, you know, you could have indefinite detention, you know, if somebody calls you a quote-unquote terrorist, ridiculous. Absurdity. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know, so we'll just have to see how things, you know, continue to develop here. But we really need to get seriously busy. I was so energized coming out of that Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting the other night in Springfield to see over 200, you know, ranchers in a room all together at the same time, people that have one thing in common. They all like to eat. And they're starting to realize that this food modernization and security bill is going to transform their entire system of business. Okay? Transform it entirely. If we cannot actively work and be involved in the creation, you know, the bringing forth of food, whether it might be vegetable matter or whether, you know, animal matter, if we can't do that, if we can't feed ourselves, folks, we're in deep, 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 deep trouble. You know, we've got the Asian Masters class here in America now. They had all the red flags out there. That's why I opened the broadcast with this sea of red ink in honor of our master class coming in, this delegation from China, Hu Jintao and Wen Jiabo and the rest of them, all right? If we can't feed ourselves, we're finished. I mean, you can go about, oh, I don't know, 24, 36 hours without getting a drop of water. You can go a week or 10 days without food. But after that, things are going to get really gritty in a hurry. And if we're dependent on food, if you're dependent upon going to a grocery store and getting whatever the selection might be, whether it's irradiated vegetables, whether it's nutritionless this and nutritionless that, whether it's high fructose corn syrup. I stopped in the grocery last evening to pick up a couple of items. My studio this morning is very kind of dark and grim. I've got probably 4 or 5, maybe 6 inches of snow on the skylights right here over my radio table. Nothing but white snow outside, okay? So I knew it was coming. I stopped out at the grocery last night looking for things to buy. Every bit of food stuff in that building is contaminated with genetically modified foods. What's up with that? We can't even eat in this country. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again, you know, and I just have to, I guess I need to remind people from time to time. I forget that we got new listeners coming in, and I have been on this network now for almost two years. It'll be 2 years in February here coming up, but I've been on the radio back again for the last 3 years. My God, it's amazing how fast time goes by. But I can assure you, all right, that I don't take a penny for any of this, all right? I've got no relationship whatsoever other than access to the vault to come on, and by the grace of Lee Rogers and Doug Owen, you know, to help me to get this message out to people. You can go up and look at my website, www.becomevocallocal.com. You're not going to see a single advertisement there, all right? I'm not here for money. If I didn't think that we were in deep crap, I wouldn't take this much time out of my life, all right? 3 years is a long time, folks. It's a long time, all right? And so, you know, lately we've been bothered by trolls in the chat room and whatnot, you know, nonsensical calls. I'm not here for entertainment, you know, and I'm not here to be your leader. I've already shared with you before, I've been invited to do that sort of stuff. I was invited to go out to the coast, California coast, you know, and get involved with a program where I could go around the United States and give lectures and seminars and all of that nonsense, you know. Folks, I can't do it for you, all right? If I thought that there was some possible way that I could be, quote-unquote, a leader and get people to be seriously interested in starting local voting precinct groups in all of the 177,000 counties of America, voting precincts in America in the 3,066 counties. I would have embarked on that, but it's impossible. This is something that you have to do right where you are. I could come to your town and give you a talk, but at the end of the talk, after 2 hours, it's still going to be up to you to turn right back around, and you need to look right where you are. Here we are, we've got some 200 and some people, more than that, in this sale barn, all right? A cattle sale barn, a stock animal sale barn. Very nice auditorium, nice concrete floors, everything. Spilled some coffee on it, trying to give a business card to somebody. Kind of embarrassing when you're trying to, you know, anyway, make a connection. Spill your coffee cup. Anyway, enjoyed a nice blueberry pie from the snack bar. But this is a sale barn. This is where people, men come, you know, women come, and they buy and they sell stock animals. Right? And we can hear the cattle lowing in the background. And a sawdust ring there, you know, fresh cow crap in there. You could smell the aroma of money, and that's what it smells like to me. It smells like money. You could smell the aroma of money, and there were a lot of people sitting in that audience. Some of them had, you know, 30,000 acres of land, for God's sakes. Thousands of acres of land. Millionaires. And they're sitting there and they're listening to this Doreen Hannis give her presentation on Senate Bill 510, knowing how this is going to impact their lives. And if it impacts their lives, it's only months away from impacting yours. All right? Had heard testimony there from two gentlemen who have been busted. You know, one of the court cases is still going. For doing what? Oh, my God. Selling raw milk. Raw milk. You know, this is where we're at. Yesterday, shared a little bit with you out of this excellent book donated to our broadcast here by our listener, Bill, this Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes. You know, I'm going through, I'm on page, you know, about 570 now. Got a couple more hundred pages to go, and I'll be done with it. But there's tons and tons of material here. Yesterday, talking a little bit about the rise of the Morgan Institution, if you will, J.P. Morgan, J. Pierpont Morgan, where we talked about this. They got the Interstate Commerce, law, the Interstate Commerce Commission that they wanted. But we found here one clause after another. On this ground or that was declared inoperative by the courts and the Interstate Commerce Commission, which the law established had not even the power, it was decided, to compel the attendance of witnesses, and the courts refused to grant writs of subpoena in aid of its proceedings. That's the third time in 3 days I've read that sentence to you. Now here's an article right off of Bloomberg, finally opened for me. Europe's risk watchdog may prove toothless in struggle to prevent crises. So we got testimony right out of Gustavus Myers' mouth and right out of, here it is, the Interstate Commerce Debates in the 42nd Congress. We're now in the 112th. And here we've got a news article right off of Bloomberg, all right, front page. And it reads this way, Europe's new risk watchdog probably lacks the teeth to avert the region's next financial crisis, economists and analysts say. It's the same drill. Run on the people by the same banking elite. We need to chisel it in stone. We have systemic errors that have to be addressed. If we keep chasing after all of the symptoms and all of the victims and wringing our handkerchiefs and playing a game called Ain't It Awful, if we keep raising up all the symptoms to the level of a social science, like symptomology, and all the victims up to the level of a social science, we could call it victimology. If we continue to be distracted with all of the symptoms and all of the victims, whether their name is Loeffner or Giffords, we're screwed. We need to address the disease and eradicate the disease off the face of this earth. They will continue to plague us forever. We have systemic problems. We have a disease in our midst, and it needs to be eradicated. Let's continue. The European Systemic Risk Board, which aims to identify and warn of the brewing risks in the financial system, may fail to prevent future imbalances as it doesn't have any legal power to enforce action, according to economists at ING Group, Barclays Capital, that's the Rothschilds' interest there, and ABN AMRO. What do you think? Who wrote the legislation? Who created the watchdog? Who guards the guardians? Of course they don't have any teeth. The banking establishment, the captains of finance and industry would not allow them to have any teeth. And anyone that bears their fangs against the banking institution will find themselves like J.P. Wheeler, whatever the guy's name is, the third, in a garbage dumpster someplace in a landfill. We have a systemic disease, and we need to get seriously busy correcting this disease. The 65-member board, all right? We heard from our caller yesterday from Europe. They're looking at social democracy, Social Democrats Party. What's wrong with that? That's the mass party model. We got the Republican and Democratic Party over here. That's the cadre party model. The Republicans and the Democrats stand on top of each other's shoulders from time to time to relieve the burden. They change whose shoulders are standing on whom. But they're virtually identical in organization structure. We have the established two parties in law. It's your election laws in your states. No, we don't. Social democracy, Social Democratic Party is not going to solve the problem. The Libertarian Party, the Republican Libertarian Congress, that's not going to solve the problem. Communist Party of America, that's not going to solve the problem. The problem is the parties. It's the spirit of division. A multi-party system isn't going to help you out at all. The more parties there are, all that does is guarantee that fewer and fewer people will be able to gain proximity to or complete control of governments. That doesn't increase the amount of representation people has. It diminishes it. If we restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government in this country and all across America and around the world, at least the voice of the people might be heard for the first time in 500 years. Or maybe the first time ever. But as long as we allow the parties, I don't care whether it's the Christians and the Satanists, as long as the parties are standing between who we are and where we need to go in the future, we will not have freedom. We will have less and less and less liberty. More and more chains wrapped around our necks. The European Union, back to the article, is trying to avoid a repeat of financial crisis that followed the 2008 collapse of Lehman Brothers. Give us a break with the article, please. It's the central banks that continue to bring the crises on and on again. We've reviewed right out of the college textbooks on economics the injection points, whether you either use monetary policy or fiscal policy. It's a roller coaster. The idea is excellent, they say here, but if the thing is not going to have any teeth, it's not going to be good enough. And I say that's true. It's not going to have any effect whatsoever if you can't get these batards into an orange jumpsuit or dangling from the end of a piece of hemp rope.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Okay, so once again, back to this article off of Bloomberg, again, in regards to the European Union trying to build a council here that's going to be able to do something, you know, to keep their part of a wider regulatory overhaul. The ESRB is similar to the Financial Stability Oversight Council in the U.S., and you better believe it. You better believe it. All right. It is similar. We shared with you just briefly the other day, we found and came across that Vero Scheim and Goldschmidt connection link out of the Gustavus Myers book here. Went up, did the research on that, and showed you how this banking house was just interlocked, you know, intergenerationally, intermarried with the Rothschilds of England. You know, bless his heart for the energy that he puts into it and staying in communication and sending me so much material. Daryl Everhart, going to have him back on air really soon. He sent me a slug of material to go through. But I just cannot accept that it's all Vatican, all right? I cannot accept that. 10K Puddles in the chat room sent me a link to some research that he did out of an early Encyclopedia Britannica that puts the Jews squarely all over China for hundreds and hundreds of years. All right? It's the same place all over the whole planet. You got money lenders, the money changers, they're everywhere. You know, well, Ralph Winterode likes to say, look out for the federales, they're everywhere. Well, the money changers and the money lenders are everywhere. They still use the same usury that the Jews have been using ever since Christ drove them out of the temple, if you can believe their story. The article continues and it says the idea is excellent, but if the thing is not going to have any teeth, it's not going to be good enough. Not going to be good enough. European Central Bank Vice President Vitor Constanzio, there's your Roman connection, wonder if he's a knight of Malta, said on November the 16th that officials expect the industry to pay close attention to the board's views. It can pass on matters to the heads of European governments if its warnings aren't heeded. It's like going to the United Nations. They can get together and they can have their security councils and their powwows. But if people don't act on the things that the United Nations does, then it's too toothless hag. Continues, and he says here, even so, if you're looking for an institution that will save us from the next crisis, this is certainly not it, said Karsten Brzezinski, an economist at the ING Group in Brussels, with the ECB president and vice president on the board and the central bank's resources at its disposal. Some analysts say the ERSB's advice will be hard to ignore. Well, maybe, maybe not. Much of it will likely be ignored. There's no benefit to gain for the bankers if everything's just perking along naturally and you've got free trade going on, you know. If it isn't managed trade, if there isn't booms and busts, if they're not in there, you know, raking commissions off of both ends of every deal, they don't make any money and they're in the business. They're money lenders, money changers, all right? Merger claims drive a rise in security classes. Another one off of Bloomberg. Merger claims drive rise in securities class actions. The lawyers. Go right back to the beginning of the country and we start talking about the creation of the American Banking Association. And then the American Bankers Association turned right around and created the American Bar Association. Want to go back to Cromwell? And watch as he threw the doors open to European Jewry, bankers and lawyers, jurisprudes. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a repeating story, all right? Securities class action lawsuits in the U.S. rose 4.8% last year. At least they had something that was up. Led by claims that companies violated disclosure rules in mergers and acquisitions, a study found. They don't mention the study, but they mentioned the study. You know what I mean? The lawsuits, including merger and acquisition claims involving Novartis AG, drug maker, Alcon, BHP Billiton Limited, and Potash of Saskatchewan, Sanofi Aventis, Genzyme Corporation, buyouts involving J. Crew Group, Inc., and Del Monte Foods, according to Cornerstone Research, which conducted, now they mentioned the study, conducted the study with Stanford Law School's securities class action clearinghouse. Trends are cyclical and often driven by events, said John Gould. Now, we know Jay Gould was. Is John Gould here, Cornerstone senior vice president in Boston, any relation to Jay Gould? Is he a descendant of the same intergenerational wealth? Of course, the Goulds were pretty well stomped into the ground. This is the way they do it. They turn and they eat their own young. This year, there were no new suits filed over Ponzi schemes or auction rate securities. One can only ask why. And lawsuits stemming from the credit crunch continued to slide, according to the study released today. There's always something new, Gold said in an interview. Filings have been driven by the 2001 collapse of Enron and more recently by the credit crisis or options backdating, he said. M&A was the big one this year. M&A, mergers and acquisitions. It's not the same as TNA. A 20% increase in M&A transactions is insufficient to explain the almost six-fold rise in cases, Stanford law professor Grundfest said in an interview. The sharp increase in federal litigation alleging disclosure violations in M&A transactions suggests that plaintiffs' lawyers are scrambling for new business as traditional fraud cases seem to be on the decline. So the lawyers are lawyering up and doing everything they can do to drum up new business, so they're poking around a little deeper than they would otherwise do. But altogether, too often, these legal beagles, these law firms, are under the retainer of the very people that really need to be doing the perp walk, the big corporations. And so they go around and they catch this little, you know, guy Madoff, and they catch this little one over here, and this little one over there. And other than that, nothing's happening. Ain't nothing gonna happen. And if you read, take the time to read, find it on the internet or get it at a used bookstore or order a copy from an antiquarian bookseller. Get a copy of this book, The History of the Great American Fortunes by Myers, Gustavus Myers, Modern Library Edition, originally published, copyright in 1907. The one we have open here in front of us is 1937. You get a copy of that, you'll get the black and white in your eyes. and you too will understand some of what I understand. And I'm so thankful for our listener, Bill, for bringing some new knowledge to my brain cells. Because this is a repeating theme. Insider trading defendants avoid prison in 44% of New York cases. And why wouldn't they? The New York legal system has been bought off since the founding. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. American history, it's a lot more than Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, friends. It's just a whole gob and a bunch more than that. Insider trading defendants avoid prison in 44% of New York cases by David Glovin and David Voreikos or something like that. New News, Bloomberg. Almost half of the 43 defendants who were sentenced in Manhattan federal court in the past 8 years for insider trading avoided a prison term. Don't you wish you could get your next Twinkie or six-pack of beer boosted out of one of these stop and robs without any concern about a prison term? Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, there, Johnny on the spot all over Lochner. He blew it. He committed his heinous deed out in the parking lot there and was picked up by all the cameras. Of course, they're not going to let us see how that went down. But he blew it. But these batards, they skate, they walk, all right? With many of them never seeing the inside of a jail cell. Why? Because they cooperate with prosecutors. Oh, I'm so sorry. Lessons learned, best practices. 19 who were sentenced since 2003, or 44%, weren't incarcerated. An analysis of court cases by Bloomberg showed, Bloomberg does do pretty good work, by the way, of the remainder, the average defendant got a prison term of 18.4 months, 1.5 years of your life, and then you come back with all the millions still in the shoebox under the bed. The greater the profit made on illegal trades, the longer the sentences. The longest term was 10 years. Danielle Chisi, who pleaded guilty yesterday for her role in the Galleon Group LLC hedge fund insider trading scandal, faces between 37 and 46 months in prison. How long was Sherry Peel in jail? Lindauer and others. Well, we'll be right back. I could just go on with that list.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, now beginning our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. First hour, just kind of some frustration pent up in regards to some of the things that are happening, you know. A little bit of a brief summary of some of the material that we've been studying the past couple of weeks. The Interstate Commerce, the Commerce Clause, Gustavus Meyer's writings about the great fortunes, the big families. Information right off the Bloomberg website corroborating that, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, I hate to bring it that way. The lateness of the hour, the time for being information sponges is over. InfoWarrior's not going to do the job. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You've got to do a thing. And if you do no thing whatsoever, don't expect a change. You can expect chains, but no change. It's time to take action. When you start putting boots on the ground and taking these counties and cities and municipalities away from the batards. If we can do it legally and lawfully and orderly, that would be my first preference. But take away, it's going to have to happen. Status quo is not going to suffice. We've been herded into a box canyon. Too many people have fallen for the trick. The smell of sweet water, the bales of alfalfa hay, and the corn in the creep feeders, and the cattle are coming in. And the gangster banksters and the captains of finance and industry are hiding, crouching down in the bushes, ready to pull the fence across the opening to the Box Canyon. Once they get that fence pulled in and everyone's repented, don't anticipate anything but a very grim future for mankind. With the technology that's available today and at their disposal, and with what we know about the mental outlook and the mental attitude of the sociopaths and the psychopaths, there's not going to be much mercy. And millions will be served up their last supper. Let's not let it happen in our generation. Again. So again, we can look at these articles and we can go through them. You know, Barry the Usurper is welcoming in the Hu Jintao bunch. They've got all the red flags out there. Like I said, a little demonstration here. Maybe this is a demonstration put on by the Chinese of how easy it is for them to crash the marketplace in a single day. Just to let Barry know who the boss is. Maybe it's a little display that Barry's putting out. He shared with you right out of Gustavus Meyer's work here and corollary research out on the internet that, you know, when you look at the Titanic and the Lusitania, you look at the Vanderbilts and understand how Sir Winston Churchill was a cousin of that lord over there. I can't recall his name right off the top of my head. They got married into the Vanderbilt well. And then, miraculously, shortly thereafter, as Vanderbilt, I think it was him, dies on the Lusitania. How convenient. Brings us right into the war. You know, don't mind sacrificing some of their own. They don't mind spilling their own blood to advance the agenda. I don't mind it at all. They'll sacrifice a cow from time to time. They'll drag their son up onto an altar and plunge a knife into their heart. That's what they do. Military-industrial complex. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. Enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, who's going to watch over the watchers? Who's going to control the controllers if it's not us? All right? It's going to be the international banking elite. That's the way it's going to go. We have choices. Choices have consequences. The do-nothing option is not going to be applicable here, folks. The do-nothing option is the death, the end of you. I know. I don't know. Maybe I just got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. But I've been doing this for a long time. You know, you got a lot of flack back in the late 60s and the early 70s for being an anti-war protester. Got a lot of flack. A lot of crap. Verbal nonsense slung in your face all the time. You know, not everybody that was against the war in Vietnam and willing to put their face into the face of a riot shield and take a club upside the head and a face full of mace and dragged off down a sidewalk. Not everybody was anti-American. There were a lot of communists. There were a lot of socialists. I met them. I told you the story about this wonderful afternoon where I had the opportunity of spending basically about 4 hours with Jane Fonda. You know Hanoi Jane? She's the one that told me I had to go get a copy of the Communist Manifesto and read it for myself before I condemned the process. Well, I read it for myself, and I still condemn the damn thing. You You ever watched a tooth fly out of your mouth after somebody hits you with a baton? You stand there with your mouth just blood pouring out? Live the rest of your life feeling that hole there, remembering the feel of that piece of hickory hitting you upside the jaw? All gave some gave all. I wasn't there because, filled with hate. I had a brother on the ground in the infantry in Vietnam, and I was just praying that he would come home in one piece alive. Anything I could do to shorten the length of that war, I felt it was my responsibility to do. And I didn't do anywhere near enough. I did as much as I could. But I didn't do anywhere near as much as I could have, perhaps should have. And then, dropped the damn ball afterwards. Took the bait. And didn't continue to press on. So many others had. I didn't. Got all caught up in the hippy-dippy weatherman stuff and finally got a decent job working in an engineering company, so on and so forth. And so many others did too. But we dropped the ball. We were right on top of building what could have been the greatest change in American history, maybe in the history of the world, where freedom really mattered. And we dropped the ball. We went after money instead. They keep dangling that damn dollar in front of us. And it's a seductive bait. But at the end of your life, if money is all you've got, you've wasted your life. You've wasted your life. Money is perishable. So are you. Give you a little bit more right out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. This 1932 edition, I think. Look it up in a moment. But the fostering guardianship and control of the commission. Yeah, that's business. The fostering guardianship and control of the commission. You know, we're supposed to be in control of our government. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when a government is destructive of that end, it's our right and it is our duty to abolish such a government and institute a government in its place that will do that job. And no, you're not going to get away without government. That's not going to happen. There's just too much difference between you and me and the next guy and the next guy and the next guy to expect that we're all at the same level of mental, physical, social, economic development that we can live without rules and that we can each just be our own little G-God. That ain't going to happen. About 17 minutes into that cycle and you'll have somebody rising themselves up as a dictator. So it would be better to go in with a plan than to just let it happen. Look how many years the French Revolution, how many times they kept, it was like, changing rolls of toilet paper. They couldn't drop the guillotine fast enough. They didn't have a plan. They didn't have a replacement set in hand. Robespierre, Jean-Jacques Rousseau. The sweep of the Commission's control of economic adjustments appears not only in the wide range of substantive powers exercised over the railroads, but in a variety of the types of carriers subject to its jurisdiction. Of course, now automobiles and everything else are subject to. Even your health is now subject to this Commerce Clause jurisdiction. While railroad transportation was from the beginning and still remains the chief field of the Commission's regulatory activities, and this is in the 30s, that's no longer true. But this is an excellent set of encyclopedias published, by the way, by the same publishers that bring you this book, Gustavus Myers. Right. Same caliber of writing, same caliber of publishing, same honesty and integrity. They let you decide. They're not here to tell you what to think. They just show you where you can go to find out more information so you might learn how to think. Again, it still remains the chief field of the Commission's regulatory activity. The scope of its control now includes water lines under prescribed conditions. And there's more. Water lines. Yesterday on Mike Chambers' broadcast, a caller called in with an idea. Well, maybe the Red Chinese want 30,000 acres of Boise, Idaho territory. That's as big as a county, by the way. 49 miles on the side. There are a lot of counties in Missouri that are smaller than that. Take you 4 hours just to drive around the blinking thing if the Chi-Com get that land and create an economic enterprise zone there. In Idaho, they have to name a new county, set up a whole new system of government to work and operate that much land. Anyway, are they going to pipe water? No, they're not going to pipe water. Water is too damned heavy. and it's way too expensive to transport. You know, 5 something pounds per gallon. You can't make any money on that water. No. No, it's not going to sell at that kind of price. No, they're not going to pipe water. Look at the landscape. Look at the lay of the land there from Boise, Idaho, in through. It won't go through Washington, by the way. It'll go through Oregon. No, they're not going to pipe water to the coast. They don't need to do that. They don't give a damn about the Chinese. They'd just let them drink right out of the sewer if they wanted to. They don't give a damn about those people. They got so many of them, they got an over surplus. That's not what's happening here. But the scope of control, its control now includes water lines under prescribed conditions, as well as express companies, your water lines under prescribed conditions. Try living in a city and not connecting to the city water main. You know, if you're not connected to city water, you can't connect to city sewer. And so you have a perpetual rent on your property per gallon for this water. It's the fixed expenses. You know, we did our little you know, personal financial plan, very bare bones thumbnail sketch. It's a good plan, by the way. It's in the archives. You might go back and get it for yourself. If you don't have a financial plan working for you right now and you find yourself a little short on cash, you might try that plan. It might ease your burdens. But it's all these fixed expenses that make it almost impossible to get from January the 1st to the end of December and have a dime left in your pocket. And after an entire life of working inside of the system as a working class slave, you come out with nothing at the other end. Every year you're always coming up empty, just like government. Ever wonder why government can't seem to save any money? They always spend every damn dime they get.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a 1-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, the original scope of this Interstate Commerce Commission was the scope of its under its control included water lines under prescribed conditions, as well as express companies, sleeping car companies. We talked about the Pullman cars. Certainly could read about it in Gustavus Meyer's book, The Pullman Company, Pullman Car Company. Pipelines employed in the transportation of oil or other connections or commodities except water and gas. Telephone, telegraph. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. A little bit of that scandal yesterday about AT&T, Bell Corporation, Bell Company. Cable companies, telegraph and cable companies, there's cable TV now, cable internet now. The actual assertion of authority over some of these characters has been rather narrowly restricted, but there has been an increasing recognition of the intimate interrelationships, competitive and otherwise, which prevail between the various transportation agencies and of the need of still further extension of the commission's jurisdiction. Of course, that other article showed that we're not, don't expect any teeth. And what is this interconnectedness here? The increasing recognition of the intimate interrelationships between all of these. Well, I'll tell you what that intimate interrelationship is between everything we just shared with you there. It's the same families. It's the same men at the top. They own these companies. There wasn't one of them from Master Forward that so much as ever drove a railroad spike or one shovel full of dirt out for a water line or a telegraph pole was never set by them. They did it through construction companies, just like the Fed Gov uses Halliburton and Blackwater. Yeah, you need to call in some troops. We got a little trouble over here on our Afghanistan pipeline. Call in the mercenaries. They send in the mercs. They put down the disruption. Oh, terrorists. The actual assertions of authority over some of these characters has been rather narrowly restricted. That's right. If the primary task of railroad regulation is to be executed wisely and effectively, and if necessary coordination in the transportation field as a whole is to be measurably achieved, the need of still further extension of the Commission's jurisdiction exists. It's the same in the European Union today. It's the same today with these various regulatory bodies. But, you know, we have the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. I know. They have a new head. They have a new title. They have a new name. It's like the Illuminati, never known by the same name twice, always under the cover of a new name and a different occupation, same bunch. Although the Commission's authority is expressly declared to be inapplicable to the transportation of passengers and property wholly within one state, this is interstate versus intrastate. There's a lot to this. The Commerce Clause, interstate commerce, Admiralty law, war powers, always another emergency, just declaring just one more emergency. Oh, we're still under emergency rule, so we invoke the fusion centers and the National Incident Management System and FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task forces and your councils of governors, and they're all working under war rule as they wage war against the people. Remember Thomas Paine's words of advice? You know, that horrible guy that wrote The Age of Reason. Finally, somebody with enough testicular fortitude to spit in the eye of the church beast. All right? Where he said that governments are organized for war, that their whole business is war, and that when they exhaust themselves of warring against their neighbors, they'll turn and war against their own people. George Washington said something along the line that government is force, you know. a good servant, but a fearful master. Although the commission's authority is expressly declared to be inapplicable to the transportation of passengers and property wholly, now that doesn't apply anymore, does it? In your automobile, you can't even drive to the grocery store without coming under international commerce here. Private international law. Why wouldn't we be living under private international law? It's the same group of international bankster gangsters and corporatists. They've got to have international law. It's got to have private international law. The accounting nightmare would be just unbelievable. The bookkeeping, the legal nightmare would be unbelievable for these guys. Because they're working in every country on the planet simultaneously. Of course they have private international law. What would you expect? If you were in that situation, you'd want it too. And if you had that kind of wealth and that kind of influence and that kind of power, and at the snap of a finger you could command whole armies, you'd have it too. Let's recognize that it exists. This is the demon. This is the thing we need to get rid of. It's a disease. Not to get ourselves all wrapped up in symptoms and victims. That commercial enterprise does not accommodate itself to the artificial political lines which separates the states. You know why they crap on the states? Why they crap on the 10th Amendment? When you're involved at this level of commerce, all of these boundaries, you have to teach the children that boundaries don't matter. There are no absolutes. Everything is relative. Unfortunately, it's never your relatives or mine. It's always theirs. Under these conditions, the commission's regulatory activities normally comprehend many matters which are primarily of local concern. That's why we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. Okay, so maybe you want to have a militia, but don't style it that. Be a local voting precinct group. It's like a chameleon. It's like the multi Gerber's multi tool that's on your belt. Yeah, it's got some pliers in there. It's got a screwdriver in there for whatever it's worth. Maybe it's got one of those stupid fish scalers and some other things in there. A little ruler, 3 inches long in centimeters, is inaccurate as all hell. But it's also got a knife in there. It's a multi-purpose tool. A local voting precinct group. Help other people that live right in close by you. People within a holler. People within a shout. People within a bosun's whistle or a police whistle. The electricity is off and the internet's down. If they shut off the cell towers, you think they can't shut the cell telephones down? Guess again. You have no communication, no walkie-talkies, or as another fellow says, the handy-talkies. You want people right in close around you, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 or more, right in close around you, where you can immediately respond. Maybe there's a weather event, as they like to say. The power of a local voting precinct group, well-organized, informed on all of these various and sundries, you become that replacement set in the time of need. And right now, the need is mighty, and the workers are few. The prescribed accounting classifications and the required reports cover all traffic. This is CAFRA, the work of Walter Burian, CAFRA1.com, CorporationNation.com, the prescribed accounting government GAO, Government Accounting Office, Standard Accounting Principles, or whatever they call it. The service regulations are applicable to the entire supply of facilities and the entire flow of commerce. You know, Vanderbilt and these guys, they had steam lines. The Lusitania wasn't a rowboat. It was huge. It was a class steamer. It was setting the blue riband time after time for how speedily it could cross the Atlantic Ocean.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So again, looking at this Interstate Commerce Commission article, extensive article. We've been talking about this for weeks, and it's like page after page after page. I got another 15, 20 pages worth. This encyclopedia article. Why do we go to the encyclopedias? We studied, you know, legal writing and research for the legal, for the paralegal legal Deborah Bouchot. Not extensively, but we spent a couple of weeks on that one. Why? Well, because we discovered something there. You know, the dictionaries and the encyclopedias and the magazine articles. Maybe we could consider the blogs and things like that. All these are secondary sources in a lawsuit, in a legal action, legal research. These are all secondary sources. But the secondary sources are really, really, really good places to spend time. You've got to start with the meanings and the senses of the words. You go to the dictionaries first. Always start with the dictionaries. Got a new dictionary donated here by 10K Fuddles in the chat room. Appreciate him for doing so. What a blessing it is to go to the post office and find some book that a listener has sent to me, because they care about enough about what we're trying to accomplish here on this broadcast, considerably different than other broadcasts, but what we're trying to accomplish here on this broadcast as our little homeschool internet classroom where we can come in and get our days off to the right start each morning, but appreciates the broadcast well enough. They've taken the time and the money to send a Black's Law Dictionary that I didn't have in my collection of Black's Law Dictionaries to me, so that we can look up the words and see how the words have morphed in time. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. and the meanings and the senses and the term of all the various law terms and science terms just continue to change. At first, it was anthropomorphic climate change, you know, man-made global warming, and now it's climate disruption. An article I could share with you right off of Bloomberg this morning. You know, a couple of them. You know, a bunch of hackers got into the carbon market, and they're knocking the snake's knot out of that in Chicago. And at the same time, they're talking about last year being the warmest winter on history in record. Give us a break, Al. Take your baloney and go someplace else. We don't buy it anymore. Anyway, back to the discussion here. Why we go to the encyclopedias. It really brings out a lot of information. This is a place where you can get, without really coming in from the standpoint of trying to advance the propaganda line, although you have to read with discernment, which run your antennas, your discernment antenna all the way up. But they try and paint a greater picture on something. And some things, like interstate commerce, for instance, are just too big to hold in a dictionary definition. They're too big to cover in just a little brief clause out of the Constitution. It's too big an idea. And it's mushroomed. Now the legislation is in the thousands of pages, okay? Got more loopholes in it than... Anyway. Continuing. The issuance of securities by interstate carriers, even when the proceeds are to be used exclusively for intrastate facilities, is conditioned upon federal authorization and cannot be validated by state action. How far are you going to get with your Tenth Amendment claim? As long as this beast system is allowed to remain amongst us, ain't nothing going to change. It cannot be validated by state action. It has to be conditioned by federal authorization. Carrier combinations are generally dependent upon federal approval, and such approval exempts them from the restrictions of state law. State-made rates, which are found to be discriminatory against interstate commerce, whether because of the prejudicial effect of rate disparities upon specific persons and places, or because of the general financial burden imposed thereupon, thereby upon the transportation system, are subject to the commission's direct control. You better go along to get along. You better play by the Fed rules. And if you don't, you're going to get squashed. And if their rule is to leave the borders wide open and silence Gifford and send Roll to a quick death, because he's willing to go up against the drug gangs, $323,500 in cash in a car. If they're willing to pop a hole in him, I don't believe it was a lucky shot from Lochner or whoever else was with him. I don't believe it was a lucky shot. Certainly an unlucky shot to leave Giffords alive. That was a rare thing. Full Metal Jacket bullet running... directly through one lobe of the brain, not doing any cross brain damage. Wow. What are the odds? But despite this centralization, under the influence of congressional enactments, as interpreted by the courts, the powers of the states have become increasingly attenuated in this field. Notice what we said here. Under the influence of congressional enactments, as interpreted by the courts. Well, you're not going to know what's in the bill until we pass it. Because of my own research, I added, and you're not going to know what's in the bill until the Congress has passed it, and it's come under the lens, the interpretive lens, of the court systems. But despite, and they can turn it inside out and upside down, they can pop it on its head in a moment, in a heartbeat, and then they can come back and they can look back and say, oh, no, we're not going to use precedent. We're not going to use, that's too old. No, we're not going to use the Constitution anymore. That's too old. We need to have something modern. We need something modern. That's what the usurper's telling Hu Jintao. That didn't stop Obama from criticizing China's policy on the yuan, blamed by his administration and the lawmakers for making American exports too expensive, curbing job growth and contributing to a U.S. trade deficit with China that reached a monthly record of $28 billion in August. Well, Barry, it wasn't the value of the yuan that created that. It's outsourcing. Offshoring. The advance of globalization, the open door policy, China the most favored trading nation status, And why should it not be that way? You know, one time we looked at Asia and went all the way over to the Mediterranean Sea. There was the Near East, and then there was the Middle East, and then there was the Far East. But today all you hear about is Middle East, Middle East, Middle East, Middle East. Asia. In our old early writings, the Jews were considered to be Asians. Why do you think that's so? And how long have they been in China? And how long have they been in Japan? You talk about, you know, Barclays Capital, State Street Global Advisors, and HSBC, the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, and the Bank of China, BOC. And who are the stockholders and who are the shareholders? How do you know that Hu Jintao is not a 15th generation or a 20th generation descendant of a Rothschild? You don't know. And we won't know. Because they don't disclose these records. But boy, are they ever palsy-walsy with the Obama here. All right? Don't imagine that he's a Jesuit coadjutor. Or a... anyway, who was the guest? Really appreciate Mike Chambers yesterday finding the clip and playing it. He's one of my favorite ever since we got into these Who. You know, Hu Jintao, Wen Jiabo. Who, what, when, where, and why? Abbott and Costello, who's on first? That was great. Enjoyed hearing that. Maybe he'll play it again for us. Who was the guest of honor at a black tie state dinner last night at the White House with government officials? But that's not the real story. No, no, that's not the real story. The administration highlighted export deals with China worth $45 billion yesterday. Export deals, including the purchases from General Electric locomotives. Many of the agreements that have been previously announced included $19 billion for 200 aircraft from the Boeing company. And I said Boeing, like the Boer Wars. not Baying Company, not Bear Wars, not Boehner, it's Boner. Quote, we want to sell you all kinds of stuff. Listen to this now. Listen to this. This is the president of the United States. You thought Barry the Usurper, you know, was a wise guy, Harvard educated. Maybe he's got a sixth grade education instead. We want to sell you all kinds of stuff, the usurper said to who? During the joint news conference. We want to sell you planes. We want to sell you cars. We want to sell you software. We want to sell you all kinds of things. We'll even sell you 30,000 acres of Idaho if you want it. We'll even sell you the Mississippi River. We'll sell you all kinds of things. We want to sell you all kinds of stuff. Does that sound like the creditor speaking to a debtor? Or a debtor speaking to the creditor? It's like being inside of a pawn shop. How much are you giving for my watch? How about this nail gun? How about my Senko nailer here? How much will you advance me on that? Will you take my compressor too? I need some money. I got rent due. Got to feed my wife and my children. The usurper, 49 years of age, also pressed who on human rights. I would imagine he didn't press who too strongly there, but he might have been pressing who behind the curtain, saying the U.S. believes in core views that, quote, transcend cultural differences. Multiculturalism, yeah, yeah. That's what the U.S. believes in. He said he expects China to evolve. A little bit of Darwin for you.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So the usurper, you know, trying to figure out as much about the United States of America as he can so he can at least sound convincingly American, you know, comes up into whose face here, Hu Jintao's face, on human rights. Rights, human rights, you puke. Tear his tongue out. A lot still needs to be done in China in terms of human rights, pointing out that it was still a developing country. Still a developing country, my eye. I'll tell you who's going to be the developing country, Barry. It'll be the land of fruits and nuts over here. China's been criticized for the imprisonment of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Liu Xiaobo. And we should be criticized for enthroning a phony Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Barry the usurper. Anyway, making progress. Talk about, you know, all of the rest of this nonsense. Here's a little bit more out of Gustavus Meyer's great work here. Chapter 21, Morgan, that'd be J.P. Morgan, Morgan as a banking and railroad grandee, and we led into this yesterday, you can catch it on the archives, just simply go to becomevocallocal.com and click on the archives link, or go right to the source, and get it right off the homepage of Oracle Broadcasting, listen to yesterday's broadcast, free downloads, by the way, we don't charge you for that sort of stuff, you can get the 128K stream if you want to lay back, but this broadcast doesn't really have the kind of musical programming to enjoy that, but 16K audio gets you real good. Maybe transcribe some of this material. In fact, if you go back and listen to some of these broadcasts, if you're new, if any of this doesn't make sense to you, listen to it until it does, and if it does make sense to you, maybe you want to transcribe some of it. That's the greatest thing about the archives. You know, you can go back in and you can loop a little bit. You can run it slowly back and forth and back and forth, listen to it, write it down. If I say anything that catches your interest or something that you think that you can use locally, take it. Spread it to the four winds. You don't have to ask my permission. You don't need my blessings. It's not copyrighted. It's yours. Take it. Use it. Morgan as a banking and a railroad grandee. On January the 2nd, 1889, a circular marked, quote, private and confidential. You think Jekyll Island was the only private meeting? On January the 2nd of 1889, a circular marked private and confidential was issued by the three banking houses of Drexel, Morgan and Company, Brown Brothers and Company, and Kidder Peabody and Company. The most painstaking care was exercised that this document should not find its way into the press. How many times have you heard? How many times have you heard the Rockefeller quote, you know, about thanking the press for keeping the CFR under wraps for so long? The most painstaking care was exercised that this document should not find its way into the press or otherwise become public. Indeed, extraordinary measures were taken to surround its contents with every precaution of secrecy. Why this fear? Because the circular was an invitation tacitly understood as a command to the great railroad magnates to assemble at Morgan's house, number 219 Madison Avenue, and therefrom, and there form, in the phrase of the day, an ironclad combination, combinations. European Coal and Steel Union, combinations, corporations, sustainable development, sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns, building demand for wind turbines and solar panels. We could have gone into that in great detail today. I've got about 30 articles on the browser. The plan was to make a strict compact which would efface competition among certain railroads. Haven't you heard? Rockefeller hated competition. Well, so did Morgan. They all do. And they would do anything, crawl over one another, stomp each other, claw their eyes out, tooth and fang. These people have no loyalties to anything other than power and wealth in their own name and advancing their own cause. They could give a crap about the country they were born in. The plan was to make a strict compact which would efface competition among certain railroads and unite those interests in an agreement by which the people of the United States could be bled even more effectively than before. The truth teller, Gustavus Myers, muckraker. For the sake of appearance, in case the nature of the undertaking should leak into the public print, the promoters garnished over their real purposes with a string of diverting phrases. Their sole aim, so they pleasantly indicted it, was the association to, quote, maintain public, reasonable, uniform, and stable rates, close quote. And they added that another subject would be the gathering of statistics regarding railroads. Databasing. Liars figure, figures don't lie. Databasing. Such subterfuges deceived nobody but the credulous or the uninformed. You always talk about the unwashed masses. That circular was a historic document well worth more than passing notice, and he who was familiar with the forces then at work rightly considered it of far greater importance than a series of president's messages, ordainments of Congress, or court's decrees. It's like a Bilderberg meeting being called. Okay? It's just like having the big bankers come down on their trains or private trains and cars and arrive at Jekyll Island. Nobody talks about on January the 2nd of 1889 when they got together and sewed up the knot and created a combination that would control the railroads and the telegraphs and all of that. And you ride on the railroads today and nobody even talks about railroads. You don't even think about railroads. Have you ever sat by a railroad and watched as all of the Chinese, you know, Maersk Line, Costco, OCL, OOCL, the Orient Overseas Container Line, all their containers come in to a Walmart near you, or maybe just rumble through your town. Hundreds of cars, cargo cars, filled with these ocean cargo containers, full of cheap Chinese plastic crap and real expensive computers. That circular was a historic document well worth more than passing notice, blah, 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 at a time when the whole gravamen of law and juridical precedent was being used to insist upon industrial forces remaining stationary and stagnant. This circular came as a proclamation of defiance. Okay. So if some, by chance, piece of legislation comes through, don't be surprised if they rally their forces. It might stand for a little while. How long will the Republicans take to renegotiate until they get the health care bill they want? left, right, left, right, and the people suck it up. That's what's going to happen. They'll just go in and add to the bill the things that they want. Don't expect any relief anytime soon. Common and statute law sternly declared that the thing called competition and trade must be kept alive. You know, free trade. Or is it free market the founders were thinking of? And that it could not sustain itself. Isn't it amazing here we use the word correctly? Same way that I do, sustainable development. It's all about trade. Trade, trade. You want to know what Agenda 21 is? Sustainable development? Just boil it down to one word. The word is demand. Demand. They have got to generate the demand so that these corporations can continue to exist in a marketplace that is going to decay from 50 or 100 years. But they're going to set themselves up, and they're setting themselves up very well as the markets collapse today. Common and statute law sternly declared that the thing called competition and trade must be kept alive. And that if, and you know, when we talk about all of this, you know, how many people have actually done a study of Anglo-capitalism, Anglo-American capitalism, and understand it? You know, Das Kapital, Karl Mordecai Marx. Yeah, he wrote the Communist Manifesto. He also wrote Das Kapital, who created the word industrial, for the Industrial Revolution. Claude Henri Duveroy Saint-Simon. Some many say the founder of French socialism. The industrialists. Socialism. Programs of action for sustainable development. The causes producing and justifying competition were passing away. You hear that? The causes producing and justifying competition were passing away. When? Not last week, not last month. Not in 2007 when the Depression recession began. In 1907, it was already well underway, but on January the 2nd of 1889, it was already passing away. They just keep it alive so that you think that you've got competition and free markets. The causes producing and justifying competition were passing away, but none of the lawmaking bodies recognized the newer conditions. Your congressmen are no wiser than some of you. They come from the same neighborhoods, the same schools. I'll put a fork in it. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio.